From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama meets with Cuba's President, Mr. Obama, and Cuban President Raul Castro held a joint news conference after frank and candid talks in Havana on ways to advance normalization efforts. The U.S. President hailed the progress in relations between the United States and Cuba.
I've said consistently, after more than five very difficult decades, the relationship between our governments will not be transformed overnight. We continue, as President Castro indicated, to have some very serious differences, including on democracy and human rights. And President Castro and I have had very frank and candid conversations on these subjects.
Mr. Castro reacted angrily after being questioned by reporters about political prisoners. He demanded to be shown a list of such detainees. Cuba's position is that it holds no such prisoners. The U.S. military says it has set up the first all-American firebase in Iraq since the start of the conflict with the Islamic State group. Fewer than 200 Marines have been deployed to the firebase, located near the northern Iraqi town of Makmur. The base was put there to protect U.S. advisors and Iraqis who were stationed at a nearby Iraqi military base. Hillary Clinton, the leading Democratic presidential candidate in the U.S., told American Advocates for Israel Monday that if she is elected, she would be a staunch supporter of the Jewish state. The former U.S. Secretary of State drew long cheers from thousands of people at a Washington conference of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. The International Criminal Court has found former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba guilty on five counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity. This is VOA News. Turkey's largest city, Istanbul, remains on edge after Saturday's suicide bombing that was blamed on Islamic State terrorists. Dorian Jones reports.
Fear continues to stalk Istanbul. Some parents kept their children away from school to avoid them having to use service buses. People are also avoiding public spaces amid fears of further attacks. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his government is doing its utmost to confront the danger. On Sunday, one of the biggest events on the country's sporting calendar, a match between Istanbul's top football teams, was cancelled. The decision was made just hours before kickoff by the city governor, who cited what he said were credible intelligence warnings of another attack. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
A Russian court is expected to find a Ukrainian pilot guilty in the 2014 killing of two Russian journalists in Ukraine. The trial of Nadiya Savchenko has been internationally condemned as a political sham. She is set to be sentenced Tuesday after the court hands down its decision. Belgian prosecutors have identified a man suspected of being an accomplice to the Paris attackers. The federal prosecutor's office says Najim Lachrouli traveled to the Austria-Hungary border in September with suspect Salah Abdeslam. Abdeslam was captured during a raid in Brussels last week. Belgium's foreign minister said Sunday that Abdeslam has told investigators he was planning some type of new attack in Brussels. Abdeslam's lawyer says his client is cooperating with Belgian police, but will fight extradition to France. Leading Republican presidential contender Donald Trump went to Washington Monday to meet with the editorial board of one of the country's leading newspapers, The Washington Post. Trump also met with a small group of Republican lawmakers to talk about the U.S. presidential campaign. He predicted he would win enough delegates to the July nominating convention to avoid a contentious fight at the gathering. Officials in Somalia say al-Shabaab militants have attacked a Somali government military base, killing at least six soldiers. Authorities say the insurgents attacked the base at La'anta Bour from two directions early Monday. Benin's prime minister has conceded defeat in the country's presidential election, saying businessman Patrice Talon has won a decisive victory. Benin's Electoral Commission has yet to announce final results, but Prime Minister Lionel Zinsou said provisional results show Talon with a significant lead. Zinsou said he called Talon late Sunday to congratulate him and offer his help with the transfer of power. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.